SBS Radio.
Phoebe left an abusive relationship 2 years after her son was born.
Even if it seemed worse on the outside, the unknown, it was better than putting up with what I had to there. So leaving that situation, you sort of think, oh, this isn't going to happen to me. Each time you think you've sort of learnt a little bit more about the situation, but there's often forms of abuse that you don't think about. It's the financial, it's the emotional. People think about just the physical.
After making the decision to leave, she ended up homeless, sleeping on people's couches, in crisis accommodation and shared housing. Phoebe says often you're leaving one dire situation and going into another one.
We ended up in a rooming house where our door was broken. My son's birthday had just happened and his stuff was stolen. So when you're in that space of feeling already unsafe and having the strength to leave, you're put in situations that are potentially not safe.
CEOs from nearly 80 agencies dealing with family violence and homelessness have signed a letter calling on the Victorian government to provide more funding for social and public housing. The latest statistics reveal that since Victoria's Royal Commission into Family Violence handed down its recommendations in 2016, homelessness caused by family violence has actually increased. Kate Colvin from the Council to Homeless Persons says the figures are concerning.
32 women every day become homeless after fleeing family violence, and the sad thing is that 20 of them are still homeless even after they've tried to get help. And what we know is that a lot of those women faced with ongoing homelessness will return to a violent home.
That's also reflected nationally, with domestic and family violence being the number one reason women become homeless. Domestic Violence Victoria acting CEO Alison McDonald says the system is under intense pressure. And while she says the state government should be commended for their efforts so far, there's still a long way to go.
We know that this is long-term, if not generational work, and it's no time to take our foot off the pedal in terms of the great gains that we've made in Victoria.
The Victorian government says providing stable housing for people escaping family violence remains a priority, and adds that a number of new refuges have been built across the state. It says it's investing more money into the sector to ensure that all the recommendations from the Royal Commission into Family Violence are delivered. Phoebe has been living in social housing now for 4 years. She says there's no better feeling than having a place she and her 7-year-old son can call home.
To be able to have a stable place where my son knows he's coming home to every day. This is home. That's one of the most powerful things.
Gloria Claish, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.